Retreat can be a time where we're allowed to come back home to something at once familiar and mysterious, where we can stop trying to get ahead. So that we can then be moved. In original, creative ways. That we have a chance in any moment with any gesture or any thought to be 100% at home and fresh. Not repeating, but allowing ourselves to be moved by a source of freshness. So it's not that we have to put a lid on ourselves and try to make every gesture and every thought express something, but that we do have the chance in any gesture and in any moment, in any thought, to let our beautiful being express itself. To receive the fragrance of our own beautiful being expressing itself. This is easiest when we drop the sense that we need to get ahead to advance. We can retreat from the ways that we force ourselves retreat into not convenience and comfort, but an ease that is exploratory, that likes to experiment, to play. To retreat from our adulthood to a child mind, a childlike mind. That anything could be play, putting on a shirt, going up one step, falling down, it all could be play. Retreat could be where we can give ourselves a treat. Can be a good time for openness to reflection, shift of perspective. To feel the difference between repetitive forcing and lightness of creativity. Reflection of what does not fit ourselves anymore. And giving attention to what fits so well that there is lightness and joy. We can look back on the last few days and feel what were the moments of joy or lightness. What allowed playfulness? What allowed us to, in a positive sense, forget ourselves? So much ourselves that we can forget ourselves. So much here that we can stop confirming to ourselves mentally that we're here. And not needing that, simply being and being here. To be anything solid, to accept the non-solidity of our flow of experience. To enjoy the ungraspability of our flow of experience. A sound here and gone, a thought here and gone, a body sensation here and gone. Exactly, precisely ourselves, these sounds, thoughts, feelings, sensations. Completely 100% yes, and then completely 100% forever gone. At the same moment. So letting ourselves be completely 100%. Doesn't mean something heavy or forceful. Letting ourselves be completely here and completely gone at one moment. And we could change our inner language about this when we think, I was only able to feel 100% a few moments yesterday. I could only feel joy once or twice. We could change the language and say, I already feel 100% sometimes. I already feel myself in ways that I never did in my whole life. Instead of I only that one time felt in harmony or communion with the trees, already I felt the subtle presence and timeless moment of just being and disappearing among the trees. Just being is not a hard, heavy thing. And when hard, heavy things happen in our experience, hard, heavy thoughts or feelings, for example, hard, heavy sensations in the body, for example, it's no problem. Partly because it's not fundamentally what we are. in a certain way, it doesn't belong to us. It belongs to life. In a certain way, it's not our fault. And in any moment with any experience, it's possible we can. Feel the lightness of being. The creativity, the aliveness, the vastness in any small moment. The aliveness or vastness contained or expressed or released in a bird song, in the roundness of the knee, and even in things that are harder, that we fear, that hurt. We can play even with things that we don't like. We can play with how the not liking of the bird song or the roundness of the knee or the sharpness of the thought. We can play with how my not liking it and the contraction in my body, as if to protect against it, that contraction and that not liking doesn't reside in the sound, in the knee, the roundness, the sharpness. It's also allowed. The contraction is also allowed. But maybe it's not part of that song, that roundness or that sharpness. And when there's openness towards what we like, or when there's closing down and reaching out to get what we like, we can also play. Feeling the aliveness of the song, the roundness, the sharpness, or whatever experience, whatever perception. So alive. And also the energy and aliveness in the reaching towards. As something that is part of our experiencing, how we take the experience, rather than in the song or the knee itself. We can play. We can be openness, where the past doesn't rest heavily against us. Leaving room for now to be itself. A song that has already started. And the openness of what may come next. Knowing the difference between what we think will come and the openness of what may come. A kind of inner atmosphere that remembers that it's possible for anything to happen next. Anytime we can invite openness to receive the vastness in any perception, to receive the vastness in any sound, any color, any taste, any body sensation, any smell, any thought or feeling. Any stuckness. Any flow.